This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm Brendan Bale and I'm here with David Hunt and we've also got Neil DeVos.
That's cool.
Oh, hey. I got it right this time. Yay. And the whole team is back together.
Yes. Only for 1 week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you're taking next week off.
I am. I'm long escaping weekend. The city for a little bit, David.
Lucky you. You know what? People say to me, you never go away, as in me. And I don't. I don't go away. But one day I will. One day. I'll fly away.
One day.
Oh, that's a great song. Anyway,
wonderful song.
Hello and welcome everyone to our show, which is the Arty Farty Show on Joy 94.9. And as always, we start off with film review critic. Oh, would you call him a critic, Neil? I would call him a slag, actually.
Well, before I go any further, though, big thank you to Marianne and Andy for another wonderful
Brilliant
Three Chords
show.
And the Truth.
We love it.
We love it, absolutely. And but it is time for film, and I've seen... I was talking with Neil last week. No, I was talking with you last week. It was a bit of a shocker last week. Well, John Wick 2 was very disappointing. So it's really nice to say that this week is a very positive week for me.
Okay.
For my film watching.
Good.
Repertoire. And funnily enough, it kind of happened a little bit with an accident this morning. I actually got the time wrong. I was supposed to go see, and don't laugh, David, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. They were playing that at Acme. But I got the time
the
completely wrong.
Animated.
The original animated one.
Wow.
Every once in a while, Disney will sort of let them
Why are you seeing it? Haven't you seen it many times on
Just
television?
Not on the big screen, you know, David. There's something about, you know, and I talk about this a bit, there's something about going into the cinema, sitting with strangers and kind of taking in a film on the big screen and surround sound music.
And you're like, and it was, well, especially back then, Disney was doing some groundbreaking animation and putting a lot on the line, you know, like at the time, and working people to the bone, and and you know, like he was creating what Google and Apple are doing nowadays, a whole community of people and their working lifestyles. You know, we all think that it's all fresh and new, but they were doing it. You know, they had table tennis if they just wanted to walk away and do it, and you know, their own canteens, and you know, like a lot of them lived on the almost like a campus per se, but they worked their butts off as well, but created some extraordinary stuff on animation.
They did. And Mr. Banks was actually quite a good film, a recent film. It was more about Mary Poppins, but it went into the Walt Disney story a little bit as well.
And do you know what? I've never seen it, and it's one that I should see because
it's a really good film.
I love the film of Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Of course I do. I'm a gay man.
But, I don't, you know, I diverge. It wasn't on.
Just the two of you, a trivia question for you on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes, David.
What were they mining, the dwarfs?
I'm gonna
put it out there, and people out there, don't Google it. If you know what they were mining, as they sung "Hi-ho, hi-ho," it's off to it. We go, what were they mining?
No idea.
So anyway,
it's, I have no idea.
A trivia question.
Let's put it out there. 0427 Joy 949 if you want to SMS, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. But back to the actual film that I saw this yeah. morning. So I missed Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But luckily enough, bloody love them, Acme. They have so many wonderful films. And this one I have been wanting to see since it got released at Acme. It actually came out sort of the end of last year, early this year in New Zealand and I think our local market as well. It's called Mahana, otherwise known as The Patriarch in some other countries. And this is a film from New Zealand director Lee Tamahori, who has had quite a successful career in Hollywood as well.
Right.
He did the Bond film Die Another Day, not a great film.
Yep.
But he also directed back in the 90s Once Were Warriors.
Okay.
Right, and which was a huge success.
Huge success, and that's what set him up for Hollywood then.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't necessarily love his Hollywood films. He's done a bit of trash. He did the XXX. State of the Union, that's the sequel to the Vin Diesel film.
Yep.
And as I said, Die Another Day, Along Came a Spider was not too bad. But yeah, nothing really hitting it out of the park. So it's really interesting to see him go back to his homeland and direct this film and based on a novel, Bulibasha, King of the Gypsies. And it really is sort of a quintessential Maori, or actually just a New Zealand film, and a bit of a sort of canon story for this, and it's set back in the 60s, I think it might be, and it blew me away, David.
Oh, wow.
I can't speak highly enough of this.
Did you know
film.
Anything about it beforehand?
Only the minimal right. things. So I kind of went in just knowing a bit, you know, a bit about the director, and I think it was actually written, I could be wrong, but I think it was written by the person who wrote Whale Rider, which was another huge New Zealand hit as well. But no, I went in quite you know, unknowledgeable about this film and about the story itself. And it really just, it was incredible. The acting, the cinematography, the actual story has so many little surprises in it. You think it's going to go one way and it just, you know, diverts a different way. I loved it.
So therefore, when was this out originally?
Well, that's what I was saying. I think it got released in the late part of last year in New Zealand. Right. And then I think it had sort of a small release here as well.
A small release here, but Acme now it's, just put it back as a short season? Or?
Yeah, they do that a lot, actually. Yeah. They sort of pick up films that have done, you know, reasonably well on generally the art house circuit in Melbourne or Australia, and give it sort of a second life, you know, people that haven't seen it. Or maybe it was, you know, at MIF or MQFF or whatever it may be, and they give it sort of a second life, as I said. And it's wonderful. It really is, because they have these sort of short seasons, and people can sort of catch up on things that they've missed. And I tell you, I'm really, really grateful that I've got to see this.
Isn't it wonderful when you see a film like that, that you're totally unexpected? And that's why often with film festivals or even arts festivals, that you know, like, take the risk and go and see something, because you never know. And, you know, like, something can blow you away.
You don't. And
you least expect it.
It's wonderful for me, because I do see so many films and I get a little bit jaded every once in a while.
Oh, do you?
I do, David. So it really is nice to go into something with no expectations and just, you know, it's a 5-star film. It really is.
Hold on. Here, last week you were giving 2.5s and all that, and you're giving a 5-star?
Because the way I see it is, I always think to myself, you know, once I've sort of taken it all in, I think to myself, what would I change in the film? You know, what do I feel is lacking in it? And this film, I wouldn't change a thing. It has the humour, it has the drama, it has kind of, you know, there's a horrific element to it as well. But it's all revolving around family drama and, you know, family connections and sort of tribe mentality. It is just wonderful. It really, really is.
Fantastic.
And,
5 stars. What's it called again?
It is called Mahana.
Mahana.
Otherwise known as The Patriarch in some other regions.
Now I've just glanced across and seen Wonder Woman.
Now, this one. Now, I talk about getting jaded about films and comic book stories. Mm. I am very jaded about those. But this was a bit of a breath of fresh air, David.
A lot of people are saying that. It's only getting about 3-star reviews, so we'll wait and see what you give it. But I like everyone's positive about it. And social media has been really positive about it as well.
And unfortunately, I think you know, there was a good chunk of audience out there almost hoping for it not to succeed.
Right.
You know, and which is a horrible thing to say, but, you know, I think there was part of the, especially the comic book community, comic book loving community, that was kind of hoping, you know, it wouldn't do so well. But, you know, I think it's proved all the naysayers wrong. You know, it's directed by a woman, has, you know, woman front and centre as a star.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just wonderful. It's really a really good film.
I've seen a little bit behind the scenes because there's been a fair bit on it just of a recent time, of course. And they're all saying it was very much girl power on set, and a lot of the women involved who have just got young children, all that, were bringing them along.
Mm.
And there were lots of kids, you know, like being bounced on knees in between takes, and you know, like, and just a real bond between all the women, which was lovely to see.
Yeah, and that should happen more, yeah. And unfortunately it doesn't. But hopefully this is a bit of a turning point for, you know, filmmakers and audience as well. And it's lovely to see, you know, all the little girls dressing up as Wonder Woman going along to the, you know, the premiere or just to screenings. And, you know, it's really good to have a role model like this put out there into the world. You know, we've had Star Wars, the most recent, you know, the big one, The Force Awakens, with a very strong female character as well. So I think the tide is turning, thankfully.
Yep. Yep.
It, you know, it's taken far too long for that to happen, but at least it's happening now.
Fantastic.
And Patty Jenkins has done a wonderful job directing this film. It's still produced, unfortunately, by Zack Snyder, who I used to like what he did in the past, but everything he touches in the comic book world just usually turns to crap, basically. The Superman versus Batman was dreadful, and the only bright spark in that was Wonder Woman. She really was the highlight of that film. Suicide Squad, it was okay. But this one, I feel like he might have had a little bit less control over it because it doesn't have his completely desaturated look. It's, you know, it's got a bit more colour in this one, David, and it's not as serious. There is an undercurrent of humour, and Gal Gadot actually has a really nice role to play in this. She kind of goes from a bit of an ingenue to just a really powerful but complex character as well. You know, she's not tough all the time. She's got shades to her character, which is wonderful. So,
how many stars?
3.5.
Okay.
3.5. Nearly a 4-star film. Right. It's not a classic in my mind, but I definitely want to watch it again to see more of the nuances in it, because there's a lot more going on than you normally get from a comic book film. Yeah. So,
and
really
I believe that it's they're already, well, haven't they filmed a lot of it?
The sequel.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the sequel, but she will be appearing. Wonder Woman, played by Gal Gadot, will be in the Justice League film, which is a combination of Superman and all that. But hopefully they give her a bigger... they're probably still editing it together, so hopefully they give her a bigger role in it now.
Okay. And third film.
The third film... I really want to do this justice. I'll quickly talk about it. This is probably... it's another 5-star film, David.
Whoa.
I'm not going to lie.
Whoa.
But it's hilarious that you are wearing a particular badge today, David. Tell us what it is.
It's Beginners, which is a wonderful movie where a true story, adapted a little bit, and Ewan McGregor played the lead, and
Christopher Plummer
won Best Supporting Role for his role as a father who came out once his wife died and became very active within the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful film, and the dog is, that's why I wear the badge, because the dog is a centre figure of the film. So why are we talking about this film?
Well, Mike Mills, writer, director, has finally followed up Beginners with a new film.
He was in Melbourne, and I interviewed him.
No way.
And he was delightful.
I bet he was. Well, he, you know, from that film alone, you could say that he's sort of a wonderful writer-director. But with this one, I think he's topped it, David.
Gosh.
And, you know, I don't say that lightly, because this film, from all reports, so he's talked about that it's kind of based on his life growing up.
What, this one?
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's called like 20th Century Women.
Right.
And it's about these three women who had...
dominated his life a fair bit.
Dominated, that's one word for it. Nurtured his life.
Well, I was a mother and two sisters. My brother was left out of the equation, pretty much. I was dominated growing up by women.
In a fantastic way, I'm sure.
Yeah, I love my two sisters dearly.
Well, in this one, he lives with his mother, and she's sole parenting.
He's sort of the father's been, he's removed the father from the equation this time.
Yes.
Because the last one, the mother wasn't. Yep. Okay.
And
so it's not a true story. It's roughly based on his.
Roughly based. Yeah. At least the mother character in this is definitely based on his mother.
Right.
But then the other two, matriarchal figures in his family are played by sort of friends who come into his life.
Okay.
And Greta Gerwig is one of them, and Elle Fanning, Dakota's sister, who's probably even more popular in her own right now.
Yeah, she's
had a
really
huge
well.
Run of good, good films, Neon Demon being one of them. I just love this film, David.
Oh,
I think
excellent.
I went into it, once again, with not much expectation of it. And I think that is the way to go into this one as well. So try not to take too much of my praise, as you go into it.
Yep.
But it couldn't have been written better. Mm-hmm. Mike Mills has created three main characters or main parts that are incredible, but even the people in the periphery are... so eloquently written as well. But these three central roles, as I said, one of them is played by Annette Bening. She should have won the Oscar, and I think she was... it was actually released a lot earlier in the US, and she missed out on any of the accolades.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. Yeah.
But it's only just got a release in Australia.
Because he's very much an indie filmmaker, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. But he attracts, the cream of the crop because he writes so damn well.
Yep.
And it's just a shame because Annette Bening is absolutely perfect in this. She could not have been better. And, she's an interesting character. She's got flaws, but you are there with her the whole way and you understand her motivations, her reservations about, connecting with people. And I just love it. I love it. You have to hunt this down.
What's it called?
It's called 20th Century Women.
And
it's a wonderful title because it sort of... kind of looks at these three strong, independent women who, they're just so interesting, but they are kind of their time at the same time. Mm. It is set in the past. So, almost like fighting the system or fighting within the system to, hold on to their independence and their strength. It's incredible.
I probably won't hang around for long.
Hopefully at the smaller ones, maybe Cinema Nova or something like that.
So five stars.
Wow. Once again, looking back on it, would not have changed a thing. So
brilliant.
Love it. So I've had a very good week, David. I'm happy to share it with everyone at home. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.